following podcast contains explicit language.
I don't know about you guys, but my swiping thumb, it's getting sore. It's bigger than all my other fingers now. I'm swiped out, which is why I'm about to get on a singles boat cruise around the New York City Harbor with my new favorite wingman.
So here we are.
Here we are.
It's Mike. You know him. We became friends after I found him on Bumble.
Yep, that's me.
I asked him out on this podcast. Remember this moment?
Oh, Mike, this is the best. I forgive you for having my ex-boyfriend's name already.
So we went on a date and finally met in person. And then afterwards, we agreed. You know that woo-woo invisible magnet feeling you can get with someone? We don't got it. And that was so clear to both of us that becoming real friends has come easy. This isn't our first time going to a singles event together. We're a good team. We're both really good at talking to strangers.
So our MO going into this is I want to talk to people about online dating versus real world dating, offline dating. But you had another idea.
I'm just going to talk to people about boats.
All day long, he's been texting me these boat questions.
What do you prefer, boats or bars? Who's your favorite yacht rock artist? Do you think there would have been room for Jack on that raft with Rose? That's an important one, because the answer is yes, there was room. There was definitely
room. Oh my
God,
so much room.
Yeah.
This is YOY, a dating podcast obsessed with the movie Titanic. I'm Andrea Salenzi. Now, this boat cruise is one of the many events hosted by the dating app The League. So let me tell you a bit about them before we get on board. The League is an app that's comfortable with the word elite. There's a wait list to get in, and once you're there, everyone's assigned a concierge. My concierge apparently went to Harvard, works at Goldman Sachs. But even though I've been using The League for 9 months now, I haven't gone on a single date. The pool of single guys has always felt a little too preppy. But then I started to think about this app differently, mostly when Molly signed up. Molly's a character on the HBO show Insecure.
Yep, who got into
The League? Wait, didn't you say you were done with those dating apps?
No, I said I was done with shitty-ass dating apps. Plus, I've been waiting like 3 months to get approved for this. Now I can finally date dudes on my level, girl. And they fine as fuck.
And there's a lot to love about this app. It's not just marketed to women, it's actually designed for them. Because all the profiles are screened, I've never seen a blurry photo, a topless selfie, or a dick poking out of a robe. It's nice, it makes a difference. Plus, they offer all these protections for you, like blocking your LinkedIn connections and Facebook friends from ever seeing you there. And I like that they host regular events in the cities where The League is offered. In the case of this boat cruise, for $50, you get to meet a boat full of single people. And if you don't meet anyone you like, at least there's an open bar. As I come down the staircase towards the bar, it's a sea of navy blazers, pink polo shirts, real preppy. Mike heads off to find us a drink, and I start chatting with the guy who's there alone.
So why The League?
Somebody was on Fire Island talking about it, and they were having a lot of luck, you know, so the next best thing, I guess. And I'm not looking for sex, so we don't really have an in-between app.
This is Jeremy. He's not just the only black guy here for The League event, but from what we can tell, he's also the only gay guy, except for a waiter.
If I was a straight girl, I would come here. I would be a little nervous because the guys are a little too attractive. They're definitely straight, but they're definitely attractive.
As the boat pulls away from the dock, we size up the guys. I need a game plan, and Jeremy knows his stuff.
I always tell my girlfriends, go early and first. So no matter what time you're going to meet your girlfriends, don't walk in with them, and you got to have an opportunity for a guy to approach, because it's just like the animal kingdom. If it's three of you, it needs to be three guys. But if you go early and first, one will sink their teeth in you before the rest even get there.
So me hanging out with my good-looking friend Mike is a bad idea, right?
Well, you're hanging out with a guy, so they would have to, one, be aggressive to get rid of him. Two, they would have to entertain both of you, which nobody wants to do. You know, or three, they would have to determine whether Mike is gay, whether y'all are in a relationship. That's a lot of work. And straight guys have very, very fragile fragile self-esteem. So they
fragile do, everything.
Yeah, they don't do anything that will lead to rejection.
So even though it's terrifying to be on your own in a room full of strangers, Jeremy says that this is the best way to be approached. Stand alone, look confident.
And it's not about how you look, it's not about what you wear, and it's not about your makeup. It's not about how big your butt is or how big your breasts are. That's all stuff that women do for other women, but it's not a reality for a guy.
Then what do they care about?
Straight men have low self-esteem, so they care about
getting compliments.
No, being needed, being appreciated, being welcome, being built up. The majority of them feel like if you got your shit going on and you're talking to them, then they must have it going on.
So I headed upstairs to the top deck, and I stood alone in the middle of the crowd. It's not so bad standing alone at a singles event. I was just listening to the ambient sounds of the yacht party through my professional headphones, with my microphone pointed into the wind. But before I knew it, two guys started waving at me from across the boat. They put their hands over their ears like they were mimicking my headphones, and then they started to dance. Apparently, I was looking so confident that they thought I was wearing headphones just to listen to music, alone, at a singles event.
I was like, this girl knows where it's at.
Yeah, great. It's like a silent disco kind of thing going on.
She's like, fuck all this, you know.
These two wanted to remain anonymous, so let's just refer to them as Gallant.
Like, I didn't have expectations whatsoever. It's a Wednesday night.
And Goofus.
I didn't realize it was Wednesday, so that tells you about me.
Gallant is here because he's just getting out of a relationship. Goofus is here because he's not that into online dating, says he doesn't photograph well. They're also cousins.
Yeah, we have fun. You should meet my father. I wish my dad was here. You want to talk about a real interesting... Why? He's insane. He's crazy. He'd be talking to all these girls.
Bring your dad's single?
No, but you probably like him.
Huh. Okay. How do you meet people in real life? Because all I do is work and go home.
I walk up to him and say, hi, nice to meet you.
On the train? On the street?
Anywhere. Everywhere. Clubs, bars, street, train, boats.
Yep. He said boats. So I asked Goofus, how do you approach women at a non-singles event, like on the subway, without making them feel unsafe? And in his answer, in mere seconds, you're going to hear him go from, no, girls never feel unsafe with me, to, oh my God, that happens all the time.
No, I've definitely got, yeah, right, for real, because like I was on a train, I was just like being nice talking, and she like ran off the next spot. I was like, I'm not going to murder you or anything, like I was just being nice.
Gallant looked at Goofus, concerned. Dude, you just admitted to harassing girls on the record.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fired.
And then they asked about my podcast.
So you actually just, your podcast is all dating all the time?
I told them, yeah. And then Gallant asked if I was single.
Yeah.
Why? You're such a good podcaster.
At that moment, I made a face. I was like the human version of the popping eyes emoji. Then the laughing crying emoji.
Is this even plugged in, or are you trying to like hit on both of us? Like, which one is it?
Followed by the stabbing emoji. Meanwhile, on the other end of the boat...
You guys know how to swim?
Mike's getting in his boat questions.
Why is it? Why do you prefer boats over bars?
Yeah, I like the breeze. The breeze helps. Yeah.
And that's how we met Mary and Andrea. Love that name. They are two single friends who came to the event tonight. Mary's bi, Andrea's straight. And as I come over with my dating questions, they look at each other. Should we tell her the leak story? Yeah, let's tell her the leak story.
Andrea heard about the league and she wanted to join. You're on the wait list, right?
I was on the wait list, like 13,000th in line or so.
Like never gonna happen. And then she referred me because if you refer friends, you get bumped up the list. So when I joined, I put bisexual and I got in immediately. And I was like, oh, that's the key. So I told Andrea, put bisexual and then like change it later to straight.
Done and done.
It worked, right?
Yeah, immediately.
Then I spotted Jeremy and waved him over. He's the guy I met earlier who compares dating to the animal kingdom. And just like Mary and Andrea, he didn't have any issues signing up for the league.
That's the trick. You got to be queer.
Queer is winning, finally.
On the league.
Jeremy looked at Mary and Andrea here, and he started giving them dating advice. How are they going to meet people if they're just standing together all night? You have to stand alone if you want to be approached.
How do you meet people if you don't?
Just trying to find like a pair of dudes that want to talk to a pair of women.
That happens in real life.
It does happen sometimes.
It happens on television.
So while they're out chatting, I noticed a guy. He's standing alone towards the back of the boat, wearing pants with a palm tree pattern.
Good evening. My name is Michael.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
I was on The Bachelorette season 9 with Desiree and also on season 2 of Bachelor in Paradise.
Michael Garofalo was always a decent guy on these shows. Back then, he worked as a federal prosecutor. He even had to get permission from Eric Holder before he could come on ABC. So what's a guy like him doing on this boat with his daring pants and his bachelor fame and his high-powered job? Could he be lonely like me? Maybe he's ready for something serious. So I asked him, are you here for the right reasons?
Honestly, I'm here to have some drinks at the open bar and to take a sunset cruise and to see the sights of New York City from a boat.
Great. Another guy just here for the boat. But it turns out that this isn't his first time going to a league event. He's also been to their happy hours.
It felt like there were 50 people packed in a tiny room. I'm typically sweaty regardless, but I was extra sweaty that night. Women were coming up to me and saying, we matched on the league and you never messaged me. So then I just hung out by the snacks and made friends with the bartenders.
But why didn't you message them, really?
Honestly, I'm not good at dating apps. I am better meeting people organically, so.
And then he pulled off his sunglasses and looked at me. The setting sun was behind him, and I must have been squinting because, like a gentleman, he tried to put his sunglasses on my face. And for a moment, I was like, oh my God, is this it? Beautiful dating podcaster, bachelor contestant from 4 years ago, fall in love on a boat.
Like when it's offline and I'm interested in someone, I really make a concerted effort to see where it's going to go. Whereas online, it's just, you know, when I'm on the toilet, that's when I'm swiping.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's not into me.
Maybe TMI. Sorry.
I asked him what he thought of my dating strategy, standing alone and looking confident.
The risk you take showing up alone to an event like tonight is that, I don't know, you're always like the creepy guy who's alone. Like you feel like you're lurking even when you're just like staring at the Freedom Tower or the sunset.
It's funny because when I'm at something like this, I also worry about creepy guys. Although usually not becoming one, more having to talk to them.
Yeah, I think it's better to have a mixed group of friends, guys and girls, to talk and meet new people.
But Michael's 37 now, and the older we get, the harder it is to travel in packs as single people. My wingman Mike waves at me from the bar. He's ordering us another round and hanging out with the bartender, Wesley.
Who would win in a fight, Captain Hook or Captain Jack Sparrow?
By the way, if anyone's interested in starting a Car Talk spinoff called Boat Talk, I know a guy.
Damn, I'm not a big fan of Johnny Depp, so I'm going to say Hook.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, that is the right answer. That's correct.
I looked up and realized we were passing the Statue of Liberty now. I'm sitting alone, waiting for my future boyfriend to appear in the crowd. But instead, Goofus sits down.
Everyone is on their cell phone right now but us, which we're on a microphone. You know, some sort of electronics.
I wonder what his dad's like. I wish his dad was here.
It's weird. It's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not euphoric, but you get a weird feeling when you like look at stuff like that, because people have been looking, you know, people coming into this harbor for what, 150 years looking at that now?
Yeah.
You know, people, hope, freedom, all that kind of stuff. Now we're just all getting on a boat getting fucked up.
In old New York, if I can make it there, I'll make it.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, the rest of this episode, it's going to be all about boats.
Have you ever tried to say booze cruise and accidentally said blues clues?
Blues clues?
Because I do that all the time.
Just kidding. It's about dating. We're back and everyone's more fucked up now.
Can you spell yacht? How about that?
Y-A-U-C-H-T.
Gotcha.
About half the boat is busy taking selfies on the dock because even if you don't meet anyone, at least you have a new photo for your dating profile. And that's when I walked over to help take a picture for a selfie taker who'd been at it for a while. Meet Sophie.
It is my summer of love. This summer is called the Summer of Sophie, and I'm making it happen.
We're going to talk to Sophie for a while because I so desperately want her optimism to rub off on me. Well, she's 28 years old and having a summer of love. I'm 32 years old, wrapping up my summer of lukewarm. Talking to her, I couldn't help but think about this Garfunkel and Oates song. It's called 2931.
In this song, we're playing the same woman 2 years apart. I'm 29
and I'm 31. This song is called 2931.
So here's Sophie.
For the first time in my life, I see it clearly. I realize the power of being a woman. 29 years old and time's on my side. I'm in my prime. I've hit my stride. I've got so much charisma and so many options. It's nice to always have my pick.
And here's me.
There's nobody left! I'm all alone!
Here's Sophie.
I just love the apps. They make it so easy to meet people. So I love them.
Here's me. Sophie.
You just have to make it like an active project of yours.
Here's me. Sophie.
That's what I like about dating. You just meet new people.
And then there's me.
I keep feeling like my eggs are dying off.
Okay, so Sophie. I asked her what's going on in her dating life, and it turns out she met someone on the same boat cruise offered by the league back in June.
He was standing right around here, and I was over there, and I decided to come up and talk to him. So I came up, I chatted with him for a little bit, we had a nice conversation, and then...
What did you like about him?
His face, and...
Gotta love a guy with a face.
Yeah, a lot. The face, a lot. But then he ended the conversation in this very distinct way that I remember. He was like, oh, okay, so let me get your number and, like, we'll keep in touch or something like that. Like, just like a standard line that I could tell he used when he wanted to, like, get rid of someone and talk to someone else. So I gave him my number, but I had zero hopes of him ever contacting me. And I was right. He never contacted me.
But this is Sophie's summer of love, and she's not going to give up that easy.
I Googled him. I found him. I found his LinkedIn profile. I found his couch surfing profile.
But ew.
Surfing profile?
Mike's back. I guess he heard the word surfing.
Did you try reverse Google image searching his photos?
I smile at Mike, happy we can joke about this.
I hear you could be pretty successful doing that, finding someone. That's what I've heard.
So Sophie worked really hard to find the guy with the face and eventually tracked down his name, where he works. And then she asked the league for help. And League is the kind of app that would do that for her. Her concierge messaged the face guy, and then he connected them through the app.
I said, hi, remember the boat?
Okay, what do you think of that, Mike?
I think that's pretty good. Like, you didn't just say hi, you said, hi, remember the boat.
Two eyes to make it flirty. And so it's not just hi.
And this is when I realized that my flirt game is way off. I usually just say, hey. Which I realize now is probably the least sexy greeting. From now on, I'm going to try, hi.
You want to say hi.
But don't use too many eyes.
Just go wild one day. Let's see what, like,
don't do that.
Mike and I think a good rule here is 3 eyes max.
So he was super cold. He was like the coldest you could be. He was giving me one word answers. Yeah. I remember the boat, like nothing more, nothing flirty, nothing cute, nothing to continue the conversation. It was me doing all the work.
When I was 28, a non-responsive guy was so hot. I would tell my friends things like, I love how busy he is. He's just not a phone guy. He must be reading or listening to records or calling his sister.
He was just messaging me as if we were already like 5 years into our relationship and he was bored with me. And I like that.
I got a bit panicked with Sophie here. I practically grabbed her by the shoulders and said, it's me, from the future. You can't change him.
What do you want in 5 years? Where do you want to be romantically?
Yeah, I guess it would be nice to have a family and a child
Yeah. Do you ever see Getting There with him?
I could see it. Yeah.
Do you think he sees that with you?
Probably not right now, but I can train him enough to get him there.
I dated so many faces back in the day. Faces who didn't know what they wanted out of life. Faces who let me in just enough so I stayed, but never enough for keeps. Faces that I tried to change before learning. You can't do that for someone else.
He's very genuine and very, like, direct. I like that in a person. I don't want someone texting me being like, what are you up to? Or, like, here's a picture of me. I don't like all of that, like, mushy-gushiness. I don't want to feel like I'm dating my grandmother. I want to feel like I'm dating a man who's, like, into his life. And then I can just fit in somewhere and, like, be a part of it too.
Maybe the real shift that happens between 28 and 32 is you change what you're attracted to. The mushy-gushy grandma stuff, pretty hot to me now. But I'm not sure how you spot that on a boat like this. If the league is about meeting people who are like you, my friend Mike and I hoped that that meant people who love boats. Instead, we met a lot of people who love dating.
I had a lot of fun tonight. Yeah, I'm glad I went on this boat cruise.
What did you learn about boats?
I didn't learn anything about boats tonight. I feel like I already knew a lot about boats.
He does know a lot about boats.
But I had a good time in a boat. I got to hang out with my favorite podcast host. And it was a beautiful night.
Wait, it was a beautiful night? I hadn't noticed a thing. I was so obsessed with finding a boyfriend on this boat. But Mike, he got exactly what he wanted out of the boat cruise. He got a boat cruise.
I'm going to go back to the swiping.
Yeah, buddy. Me too. Me too. Our show is produced by me, Andrea Salenzi.
So next boating question. Are you familiar with the music genre called Yacht Rock?
With Lindsay Cradwell.
Yes, it's that dude from Chicago or Boston. What was that guy's name? The guy with the beard.
Our editor is Hillary Frank. Hillary is going to a yacht wedding soon. Finally proof that love can happen on a boat.
Michael McDonald?
Yes.
Yeah. Our artwork changes every week thanks to Teddy Blanks at chips.nyc. And our theme music is by Andy Miklas, Casey Holford, Lee Rosevere, and Evan Viola. Special thanks to Mia LaBelle and Andy Bowers at Panoply. We are looking for stories about ghosting for an upcoming Halloween series. About ghosting stories. It's going to be creepy. Send us your best stuff, yoy@panoply.fm. Next time on YOY, we start our investigative series into the movie Titanic.
Everybody forgets. When he gets the door, they both try to get on it, and it kind of sinks down, and he lets her stay on it.
Oh.
But they only tried once. They didn't even try three times. They didn't try five times.
Or they didn't, like, trade off, like, you get 5 minutes, I get 5 minutes.
I can tell you've thought about this a lot.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies.